I was wondering if you would tell me sort of a favorite story of yours from when you worked on the railroad, something that happened that was real exciting.
Ma'am?
Wondered if you would tell me one story about when you worked on the railroad
Oh,
and
yeah.
something that happened that you.
One time, a fellow was coming down about. I just wanted to come down and see the time of day, but I can tell you like this, he come down about an hour before daylight. And he had a chicken truckload of chicken, right. And the train hit him over there. And he had 204 crates of fryers, weighing from about a pound to a pound and a half. He had 204 crates with 18 chickens to the crate. And chickens are all around. People come from all about, you know, and load up on them, you know. Let's grab some was dead, just killed, you know. We have them for sale, you know, or fries. Well, chicken farm, we came down there to have them dressed, you know, for sale. And the fella, he didn't got killed, but he got shut up real bad. Condition finally got over. So I heard him. That morning, all of them come down. Two boys worked on the railroad with me. He stayed right next door there. His sister and brother-in-law. Him and a white fella from uptown, you know. Fella David, not a white fella. He did a person got there that morning. And then he got near a chicken. And when daylight break, I all us went out there, you know. And the patrol come and got them a crate. And after I see the patrol got a crate, I went and got me some, you know. And when I wound up, I had about 104-headed chicken. When the man come that the truck and all was belong to, he just cut all that out, you know. And I wanted to know where all the rest of them was, and told him that different people come in and got me, you know, advice. I had me a fowl house then, and a good place to keep chickens them days. Next time, the train hit another fella at the road crossing, and the truck caught a fire and boiled them burnt up right there, that road crossing right there. So the railroads come through, and right through Hilltop and Sylvan, right off the Camac. Right across the highway right there. That's right behind them.
And the men were killed too?
Killed them and burnt them up in the truck. They couldn't get them. See the man hollering, whooping, burning up in the truck, and couldn't get them out. That's true.
So when you worked on the railroad, you lived right here and worked right here?
I lived right here and worked right across the highway. We got the two houses right up there. Right here in Hilltown.
So you didn't have to go far to go to work?
Didn't have to go far to go to work.
When did you get your first car?
Ma'am?
When did you get your first automobile?
Oh, I didn't care about no automobile. I must run and ride the bus and ride trains and different things like that. And I got the first automobile in the late year.
Is that the one you have now?
Or is this your second one? I had a second one.
What kind did you get the first time?
The first time I had a Chevrolet.
You like Chevrolet?
I like it pretty good.
Can you fix it and all?
I don't know much about fixing cars.
What?